This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Larry Nichols, we got 5 minutes left. I want to invite you back up on Thursday or Friday if you can do it, sir, to really get into more of this and take phone calls. Clinton Insider joining us. Finish up. You got 5 minutes. Also, get into Trump. You never had a chance to talk about that, how he can burst our bubble. Go ahead.
Well, the Ron Brown is going to be significant. By the way, back to the autopsy of Clinton, Vince Foster. Folks, you got to realize the doctor that did the autopsy, they brought him out of retirement, Alex. That guy did the autopsy on John F. Kennedy. He was retired. And they brought him out of retirement to conduct the autopsy on Vince Foster, number one. Now, back to Ron Brown. When Ron Brown died, he had come out and say, I had broken a story about Alaskan Fisheries where Ron Brown had said Alaskan Fisheries had come up with this boat that could catch fish and process fish at the same time on the boat. Ron Brown passed an order and said it was illegal to do that, so they had to stop catching fish and processing them on the boat. But when he did that, Alaskan Fisheries stock plummeted to, 25 cents a share from $8 or $9 a share. Well, Clinton, longtime friend and supporter, Don Tyson, goes in and buys out Alaskan Fisheries stock, all of it. 30 days after he buys it, Ron Brown changes the ruling and makes it okay now again to process the fish on the same ship that catches them. Now, when that happened, this is a huge profit for Tyson. Well, I got hold of it and I started pressing on it. Now, the media actually got hold of that and started querying Ron Brown, and it looked like we were getting some congressional investigations.
And Brown said, if I go down, everybody goes down.
You got it, Alex. When he said that, I think you and I talked about it. I said, he won't be around long or something.
We did.
Well, then he goes on a junket into Germany, and his plane flies into the side of a mountain. Well, folks, here's where that story gets weird. I had two captains or majors that came to me from the Air Force that actually did the autopsy.
They were the one that released it to the Washington Times, I remember, where they did the unofficial one when the intake, and he had a bullet hole in his head, right? A 45?
Exact bullet hole in the top of his head, exactly the size of a 45 caliber bullet, which is what the military carried in that day. And then there was a stewardess, which she was really a sergeant, Sergeant Kelly. When they got to the crash site, folks, she was sitting on a stump crying. She walked to the helicopter. And as you remember, Alex, when she landed at the base with the helicopter, she's dead on arrival. They showed me the x-ray. And that lady's brain stem had been completely severed.
Special forces broke her neck. We're out of time. I want to have you back in a couple days. We can do it to take calls and flesh more of this out. Bombshell, thank you for your courage. Briefly, what's the problem with Trump? He doesn't go as well against Hillary in a general election?
He doesn't go well at all, because what's going to happen in the primary, that's where they'll beat him. But there's stuff we need to talk about that, what he says when he says he's not going to swear he won't switch to an independent, is because of the dirty tricks that he knows the RNC will pull on him and get him kicked out of the race in 5 or 6 states, and therefore he can't win. That's what he's saying. If they pull those stunts, he will switch parties. And Alex, by the way, we don't have enough time but to tell all the dirty tricks, but there is a company, because of the last show I did with you, they're putting out The Genie's Out of the Bottle, which is simply a book that tells you all of the tricks, and it's listenupaudiobooks.com. They're doing it. I'm not. You need to get that book, and it'll tell you, Alex, play by play, what Hillary's doing right now and what she'll do in the future.
Well, it's great having you via video Skype, and I'm going to send the crew up. I'm going to not procrastinate. I'm going to have Rob Duke call you, if it's okay, in about 15 minutes, give you a break. And I want to send a crew up to just let you dump it all on us, show the documents, everything up there to Arkansas, okay?
You bet. Alex, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Larry, and we're praying for you. Everybody, say a prayer. Larry Nichols, a real patriot exposing evil. We appreciate you, buddy. We'll be back with our next guest on the World Financial Meltdown.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
We are live.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, we're live on this Monday, the 17th day, already of August 2015. Joining us is Gerald Celente, one of our most popular guests, good friend of mine. And I want to cover the waterfront from Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton to Japan nuclear utility. reactivating a nuclear reactor, and 1 month after they turned it on, the first new one to be turned on, they turned them all off since the Fukushima disaster 4 years ago, and a volcano started erupting right next to it. That's in Reuters. I shouldn't laugh. It's not funny. The winds blow this way. Also, new report, massive immigration surge from Mexico. Latin America is continuing to degenerate and fall apart. There's a worldwide depression. Africa's collapsing. The Middle East is in turmoil. And they're telling us everything's wonderful here. Greece has got big problems. We're going to cover all of that. I haven't gotten to this yet, too. I want to get Gerald Fuentes' take on the attempt to stir up racial problems in the country, clearly by the White House. We've got two white sorority videos slammed for being racially homogeneous, but only because it's white and homogeneous. It's okay for any other group to be in a group. I mean, it's just amazing how they push this. Black Lives Matter activists wipe their butts with Confederate flag. Group wave communist flags during their confrontation. This is like all these fake, phony victories that political correctness gives people, where you obsess over stuff that doesn't matter, and then all of our basic freedoms are being taken. Our dollar's being devalued. We're being spied on. We've got the IRS persecuting people. Nixon got in trouble. Good. But what Hillary and others have done is much worse. It's just incredible. So that's all coming up. But the main reason I wanted to get Gerald Celente on with us is because he has been accurately predicting for a decade that by 2014, 2015, we would see a world financial meltdown. It's looking at derivatives, the trends. Because here, when the dollar's devalued or currencies are devalued, it just means you can't go on as many vacations, even if you're working class or whatever. You have trouble paying your bills. When you start spending 50% or more of your discretionary income on food, as they do in most of the world, riots start. All hell breaks loose. And now we see this headline out of the London Telegraph, doomsday clock for global market crash strikes 1 minute to midnight as central banks lose control. That's not Infowars.com. That's not TrendsResearch.com. We've said it before, of course. That's the London Telegraph. China currency devaluation signals endgame, which is exactly what our guests have said the last week, is leaving the equity markets free to collapse under the weight of impossible expectations. Yes. False earnings. Overvalued stocks. Huge debts. Derivatives. When the banking crisis crippled global markets 7 years ago, central bankers stepped in as leaders of last resort, of lenders. Profligate private sector loans were moved onto the public sector balance sheet. And vast money printing gave the global economy room to heal. No, room for it to be even worse. Rats chewed our legs off, so they just gave us morphine. Time is now rapidly running out. From China to Brazil, the central banks have lost control. At the same time, the global economy is grinding to a halt. It is only a matter of time before stock market collapses under the weight of their lofty expectations and record valuations. And the $2.2 quadrillion we've been signed on to. That isn't our debt. The FTSE 100 has now erased its gains for the year, but there are signs things should get a whole lot worse. So people say, well, a correction of 10-20% is not a big deal globally because it's overvalued. But even the overvaluation can't prop up the derivatives and the debt. Do you understand? So if they cut interest rates anymore, it's impossible because they're already zero. It causes inflation. If they don't, it causes the economy to shut down even faster. And then this excellent article goes over it all. The difference is Gerald Celente, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who works with him at the Trends Journal, former Wall Street Journal editor, the editor, former head of policy at the Treasury for Reagan, has been saying the same thing. Mr. Dent's been saying the same thing. Schiff's been saying the thing. We have the guest on. There's not many of them, but we have them, who are more accurate than mainstream media. Mainstream media is trying to deceive the public while they themselves run to the hills and dig in like all hell's about to break loose. Here's another article. Ron Paul, Fed may not hike because everything is vulnerable. Did you know that the U.S. no longer has any strategic grain reserves at all? That's a Michael Schneider report, economic collapse blog, Infowars.com. Greek government on its last legs while Angela Merkel faces growing rebellion in Berlin. Yeah, because no amount of bailouts will fix the debt. It's just more to the very bankers. We loan them the money to bail them out, and then we're in debt to them. So that's some of the news on the economic front. I've got a whole other stack we'll go over with Gerald Celente. But, Gerald, everything seems to be spiraling out of control. Escalations in military operations, trying to topple Assad for ISIS, escalating military conflict with Russia on its border. This is the stuff we saw before World War I and World War II. As you said, when the economy goes down, they take you to war, historically, to divert attention so the crooks don't go to jail. Hillary is on the verge of maybe getting indicted. Woodward signals this by saying it's Nixonian and it's not going to look good when it comes out. Trump now turns against her. What do you think's going on, Gerald Celente?
Well, on the economic front, I mean, you really summed it up because it all ties together. I think you began with these immigration wave coming over. And when you go south of the border, even below Mexico way, it's currency crisis after currency crisis, commodity crash after commodity crash. Current events form future trends. What happened yesterday over in Brazil? Well, they had a wonderful time. About 500,000 people turned out to protest against the government. How come? Well, they're in a recession. Inflation is skyrocketing and the currency is plummeting. Take a look over there in Chile, not too far away. Hey, you want some really hot real estate? I can get you in a real good deal on some commercial stuff just built. I can rent it to you for almost nothing because copper prices have collapsed. They're at their six-year lows. Go back to Brazil. They're not exporting natural resources the way they were before because you also talked about China. China gobbles up over 50% of most of the world's exports of raw materials each year. And we saw their numbers come out for July. What was exports down? Almost 9%. Keep going. Mexico? Hey, how about that peso? Yeah, it's back to what? Oh, when they revalued it in 1993, those levels? Yeah, those levels. You think you're going to see immigration? Hey, how about Colombia? Oh, it's wonderful with those slumping gas prices and oil prices. They're not exporting either. You think they want to leave there? So you go after country from South America, go to from Africa, South Africa. Hey, how about those gold prices, palladium prices? How about Australia, Rio Tinto? How about Anglo-American? How about them Anglo-American firing 53,000 people because they're not producing? Where are they going? You mentioned the wars in Libya brought to us by our Nobel Peace Prize winner, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers, and Susan Rice. Total disarray. When Gaddafi was in there, they weren't flooding out of the shores of Tripoli into Italy, into Greece.
Hundreds die a week going across the Med just to Italy. One island in Greece, Lesbos, has 156,000 refugees on one tiny island. This is the collapse of the world. But our media tells us everything's fine, and Gerald Celente and Alex Jones are fear porn dealers.
Yeah, well, again, we just stick with the facts. They suck up to the people that pay them their money. So what you're looking at is a global collapse. Oh, I forgot about Yemen. Yeah, the United States and our allies, the beheaders in chief. How many they slaughtered so far beheaded in Saudi Arabia this year? I think it's up to 127. ISIS has a long way to go to catch up to them. They're slaughtering people in the poorest country in the Middle East, Yemen. Where are they flooding to? They're flooding into Greece. They're flooding into Italy, Afghanistan. You mentioned Greece. Flooding into Greece. You look at what's going on in Egypt. You look what's going on in Iraq. You look what's going on in Somalia, Sudan. It's chaos. The global economy has collapsed. Commodity prices are down to 2002 levels. We were in a recession in 2002.
And Gerald, I looked it up. Since they created the National Grain Reserves in World War II, it's never been empty. The government has exhausted the grain. I mean, they've never done that.
And you look at coal, look at, as I said, commodity prices, corn. From corn to coal to copper to iron ore, everything has collapsed. China's not buying this stuff. Look at the data. Look what just came out today.
Stay there. Stay there. Gerald Celente, Trends Forecaster, joins us. This is important, folks. We're not being negative. We want you to get ready.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
What you don't know can and will hurt you in many cases. That's why we're here trying to follow exactly what's happening. It's kind of like Japan building nuclear reactors right down the mountain from a quasi-active volcano. It's not a good idea. Well, letting private banks and brokerage firms create 2.2 quadrillion in the last few decades of fake money and then letting themselves leverage that to buy up the world and then have us sign on to it, that doesn't sound like a very good idea. And then siphon off production, raise taxes to the point that civilization starts to crumble with 7.5 billion people. It's a time bomb. And if you look at the footage of the illegals in Europe coming in on boats and running across into the fences by the thousands at a time, now we have footage like that in the United States. And then the incentive to bring people here and get free stuff, it is a ticking time bomb, a total ticking time bomb. And this is about the political takeover of this country. Gerald Celente, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Again, thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. Gerald Celente from TrendsResearch.com. Continue. You were getting into the world melting down around us. People now know, it's like Trump says, make America great again. Well, I thought we're already great, according to mainstream media. Are people waking up to the fact that we are not in this wonderful economy like they've been saying?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the polls all show it. And as I was saying, the current events are forming future trends. You know, you just look at what the numbers that came out of Japan. Their second quarter GDP, it was down 1.6%. This is after pumping in trillions, trillions of yen under the guise of Abenomics. You remember, they did it, by the way, just as the Fed announced that they were going to end quantitative easing. 3 days later, back in October a year ago, the Japanese pulled the stunt that they were going to dump in more money into Abenomics, and it boosted up the economy. Fake. It only boosts up the equity markets, as all this cheap dough is done. The facts are right before us. You have the yen sinking in value, and they still can't export enough stuff to have a positive GDP. This is simply basic. The number is right there.
What does it do with the yuan being driven down? And is it doomsday clock for global market crash 1 minute to midnight, like the Telegraph says?
Well, again, you know what I say. Everybody knows a little bit about history. Try this one on. Currency wars, trade wars, world wars. That was World War II. You're looking at the facts over here in New York. They just had the manufacturing index come out. Alex, it's down 15%. What a recovery. I guess it's the cold winter, huh? Well, look, I mean, yes, it's a hot summer. Look, numbers are in front of us. We're looking at numbers. That index, by the way, is the lowest since April of 2009. Go back 2 months ago. The IMF came out and forecast that growth in 2015 is back to 2009 levels. And then you're looking, as I said, the commodity prices. Hey, you're over there in Texas. You remember all those boom towns everywhere from North Dakota, Wyoming, every boom, boom with the shale. What's going on now? Last week you saw, Samson's over there, bankruptcy in Oklahoma.
The fall of the fracking industry. And the domestic drilling is going to just devastate at least 6-7 states. It's going to be much bigger than the subprime crisis, in my view.
Well, look again. Look at the facts. You saw all of these hedge funds and all of these private equity groups and speculators and banks dumping tons of money into there, boosting up their industry, and the junk bonds in the United States, 15% to 20% are in the energy industry. It doesn't take a genius to figure this one out. The thing is collapsing in front of everybody's eyes. The facts are all there. They cannot be covered up. Can they be manipulated? Of course they can. You know, we talk about gold prices. By the way, they're moving back up. What brought gold prices down? Hey, how about over there in China when the Shanghai Gold Index shorted gold in 2 minutes in August, in July rather, when the Japanese markets were closed? They usually trade about 16 tons a day. In 2 minutes on the Shanghai Gold Exchange, they shorted 33 tons. So the collapse is here, but the crooks, criminals, cowards, liars, freaks, and fools called the Federal Reserve and the governments around the world will do anything to manipulate it, as they did with the market today.
That's right.
In the United States.
Stay there. Let's talk about that when we come back.
136.
Stay there. When we come back. Long segment. We'll get into how they're manipulating and skimming off the top as they sink the ship and as they run to their armored bunkers. I mean, what are they thinking? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival test is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here comes Ted Nugent, singing and on guitar. Listen to a song he did this weekend, Don't Tread on Me, just a few years ago. It's so good. We got to play this bumper music. A Patriot song. So many great people out there fighting the New World Order. By the way, we are now a national distributor for a bunch of the best optics and G-Shock watches, you name it, through HD Firearms. We sell through the InfoWarsStore.com platform at the discounted retail price. You can search hard and find somebody else who's undercutting and maybe find them cheaper, but they are the highest quality super watches, basically, the original, but it's just been updated over and over again. G-Shock is what most of your special forces operators and others wear. They've got very affordable ones right up to super expensive ones. but they are the creme de la creme. The full selection at InfoWarsStore.com. You get a G-Shock watch. Get some great night vision optics, whatever it is you're looking for, from inexpensive to the creme de la creme at the lowest prices. Laser sights, you name it. This is what all the special forces operators that run head down, as they drop ship for us, have distributed ships for, what they believe is the best. And they have a lot of teams in the field, Army and Navy and Marines, that are using basically their chosen rigs and setups. But this is all just really good stuff. It's because you go to other shopping carts and it'll have just everything, including crud mixed in. So people that don't know what they're doing end up buying crap that sometimes costs even more than the real deal. So we've got it all right there, InfoWarsStore.com. Of these, probably like 600, 700 items we carry now. The best little portable cook stoves, the best little solar-powered shortwave radios, the best non-GMO seed kits. It's just books, films, Patriot apparel to wake people up, bumper stickers, InfoWarsStore.com. G-Shock Watch is a huge selection and more, InfoWarsStore.com. Brainforce sold so fast the first day it came in, I thought it'd sell out by Friday, but it slowed down, selling very briskly. Another shipment of it, what is it, more than 10 key compounds known to naturally give your brain the metabolites and things it needs to operate healthy. It's not a bunch of speed, it's just natural enzymes and key herbs that just totally turbocharge you. I usually only take one a day, sometimes two a day, because I can get a little too aggressive when I take two. Some people take more. Brainforce and InfoWarsLife.com. It's getting rave reviews. Thank you all for your support when you fund InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Alabama Eddie in Auburn, Alabama says, started with one a day for a few days, saw slight changes in focus. Then one with breakfast, another mid-morning. That's when I could tell the difference. It's becoming more profound as time progresses. I'm on the waiting list for more. In words, kudos. Well, more is back in, Alabama Eddie, so thank you so much for believing us that it's high quality, getting it, using it. It's got two ingredients that are prescription in Europe. So research it for yourself. Find out that comparable formulas are twice as much or more. Brainforce, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And that funds our operation. Also, the nightly news is subscriber. We're going to make some very big announcements the next 2 weeks about that. It's going to be free air on satellite everywhere, but still, that costs me $40,000 a year because federally you got to do $10,000 a month. $10,000 a month. Of that is just the closed captioning. That's the cheapest we could get. Whereas it's federal law. It's a person doing it 4 hours a day, $10,000 a month for that. Then, like, all together, it's about $40,000 a month to put us up on main satellites. So TV, UHF, VHF, cable, wherever can pick it up. We've already got them lining up and picking it up without even announcing it. I guess I just did announce it. It's already up, but I'm going to kind of formalize it and make the big announcement. I'm not the guy that, like, says, coming up, we're going to cover this, and then I'll say, no, we'll do it now. But I'll lay the full thing out soon. It's just, that's very inexpensive way to get on satellites covering all of North America, from Mexico up to Alaska, from out in the Atlantic Ocean over to the Pacific. And if we're able to launch it and successful, I'll put us on satellites in Europe, everywhere else. But you add it all together, when you buy the products, it helps fund the operation. And that's what our goal is, to get more reporters, more writers, and then kind of round it out with two or three more reporters, a couple more camera people and editors, a couple more writers, and we're going to be done. Because it's too hard to try to go out and make the money to fund all this, but you've helped us. So I'd rather spend all my time on news and information. And you've been helping us and supporting us, so I've been able to do some of that. So thank you. We've also done it by bringing you great products. So it's a win-win for everybody. And then it's important to support folks and get us free updates. You can sign up via email. TrendsResearch.com, or sign up for the quarterly magazine. Invaluable information to read yourself, but give to friends and family at TrendsResearch.com. All right, Gerald Celente, you got cut off by the break. You were getting into where you see all this going, and then I want to shift gears into some of the culture control and ask you what you think the elite's endgame is, but they're literally counting their money up on the deck of the Titanic as it's listing. They're not even smart enough to get in the lifeboats first. I guess some elites are. How close are we to the big event, or is it just still this slow slide And like Baghdad Bob, as U.S. tanks are 2 miles away and fighter jets are flying behind him bombing, he's going, the Americans have been kicked out of Iraq. They're not even in the country. I mean, it seems like that's what they're doing, denying what's happening in the economy.
Yeah, well, they are. I just want to comment also that how important it is that your listeners support the products and buy the products that you're selling because of the highest quality and to put their money where their mind is. Because if they don't support people like yourself, the Trends Journal, and others that are putting out this information that you can't find anywhere else, they're really stopping the progress of freedom. Because for us to make freedom ring, you know, we're in a capitalist society, and there's nobody behind the curtain giving us this dough to make it happen. And I know how hard you work, you know how hard we work to make it happen. So I really urge everyone to do the best you can, to spend the most you can in supporting enterprises like PrisonPlanet.com and the products that they have, those high-quality products, and, of course, the Trends Journal. So in looking at where the real money is putting their money, it's flooding out of China. They're dumping out of there as quick as they can because they know the collapse is underway. You look at also in the United States, you're looking at exodus is coming in a lot of the equity markets. They're getting their dough out. A lot of people expect it to happen, but they're only keeping the suckers in. It's like what they did in China. You know, some 80% of that Shanghai index was supported by the government promoting it to the little people.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to give you the floor, but I want to go back here because I live in Austin, one of the only boom towns in the United States. And it's so politically correct, I don't say this meanly, I'm making an observation. When I do go to nice areas of Austin or go to a nice outdoor mall or something, just so happen to be near luxury places, there's just rich Chinese in $200,000 Mercedes and Ferraris, and their kids are driving Ferraris or brand new $100,000 Audis. And it's like, all the rich Mexicans seem to have moved to Austin, which, you know, fine with me, you know, that makes it more prosperous. The rich Chinese are like parachuting in. You were talking about that a few years ago, that the rich Chinese were leaving. That shows they know what's going under, so now they're trying to just pump it up with the general public in. That's what's so scary. So the Chinese and Mexicans are running to the U.S., but the banker robber barons are running to New Zealand and to armored redoubts in the Ozarks. Doesn't that really signify the big crisis is almost here? Sorry.
Yes, I believe the crisis is going to happen before the end of the year. And, you know, we're putting, you know, it's a forecast. You know, could we be wrong? Of course we can. And you know, the Trends Journal is 54 pages, full color. There's not one advertisement in there. So what I have to say is it has nothing to do with people paying me to say it because we're getting advertising money. And so I am bullish on gold. I said it when gold was down, you know, another $50 lower than it is now, that I believe that the bottom of gold was around 1100, 1050. And I still believe that's the bottom. The upside potential to me is well over 2000. And you're seeing it going back up because all of a sudden, they lumped gold in as another commodity that was going down. No, gold is a safe haven commodity. And no, gold is not pegged to the dollar in the sense that where the dollar gold goes, gold goes. The only reason the dollar has any strength at all is because of all these other economies I was talking about that are collapsing. Look what's going on in Russia. The GDP is now, what, 4.5%? Look what's going on in China, as I mentioned. You have a GDP that most experts believe is around 4%, and already where it is at 7% with their official number, that's down to two decades low. So gold is the safe haven commodity. You don't peg it, at least I don't, to whether it is going to be inflation, no, it has nothing to do with that. To me, it has to do with, here, I'll give you an example. Suppose you lived in Brazil. Suppose you see your Brazilian real now going back, what, to 16-year lows, and gold is pegged on a dollar, and all of a sudden you see your currency crashing against the dollar. What if you own gold? Wouldn't you be better off? Hey, you don't even have to go that far. Take a trip up to Canada. Yeah, Look, they're in a recession. Take a look at the Canadian dollar. Oh, wow. The loonie's losing it. It's down to 2004 levels. Hey, how come? Ah, costs a lot of money, doesn't it, to produce that oil out of those tar sands. And oil prices are way down. Oh, you talked about New Zealand? Woof. Watch that one go down, Alex, as milk prices and dairy prices are plummeting. Again, it's commodities across the board. New Zealand's not doing so well anymore. So you're going to look at the Aussie dollar, six-year lows. I mentioned Anglo-American, Rio Tinto, whether it's Royal Dutch Shell, layoffs by the tens
of
thousands.
You're right. You predicted that the 2008 thing wouldn't work, and within 10 years, 7 to 10 years, it would fall apart. And the media just keeps saying, no, everything's fine, everything's wonderful. 2 plus 2 equals 5 or 20 or whatever Obama says it is today. Let's look at now other areas of this. Looking at China, looking at Japan, looking at Europe, looking at Greece, looking at all the things that are happening. The elite go into Gaddafi, who was investing most of the country's money in building up an infrastructure in Africa that the globalists didn't control. They blew it up, destabilized the whole continent. Same thing with Syria, overthrowing our allies in Egypt, shutting down our power plants here, only giving central inside guys the free money from the banker bailouts, the free interest money. Clearly, the globalists are trying to destroy the economy of the world while exempting themselves from their own rules and regulations to consolidate it, but then they destroy the planet that they're stealing at the same time, but they can't seem to help their predatory instinct. Where does all this end up going? Well, they'll try to create sectarian, divide and conquer, balkanization. They'll say a sorority video showing a bunch of white girls is racist, but, you know, it's okay to have a black bar, a Hispanic bar, or whatever. They will have people wiping their butts with Confederate flags as a distraction. You know, it just goes on and on, these little petty issues, while all of us lose our freedoms. How do we cut through that fog and let people realize that this is a crisis? And here's my other question. I kind of alluded to it. Is there a method to the white shoe boys, as you call them, madness? Because they clearly want to destabilize and make everybody else bankrupt they don't control. Don't they get they're screwing over the markets that allow them to operate?
No, they're ruthless and they're driven. They don't have the morality to think past money and power. So it's not even, you know, again, you just look by their deeds, you shall know them. So they don't understand that destroying the earth is destroying their lives as well. This is who they are. And on this racial issue, a good friend of mine just this past weekend had an issue where she was trying to back out and a bunch of black people surrounded a car and saying, you know, colored people count. And this is a woman, you know, she's the furthest thing from a racist you ever want to see. And so what they're doing is they're using that divide and conquer. If African Americans have anybody to point their finger at with hate and disgust, it should be at the President of the United States. This isn't a racist nation. They're making it one. Let's make this really clear. If this was a racist nation, are there racists in the nation? Of course there are. Hey, there are people that don't like Italians, don't like Hispanics, don't like Jews. You're always going to find ignorant people. But a racist nation would never have elected a black president.
Plus, everybody wouldn't be trying to get here. We're not perfect, but we've been a really cool country, and they're just diverting, getting us all fighting with each other because the globalists are robbing us. It's so stupid.
And Alex, just to keep making the point, if it was a racist nation, we would not have had the top guy ahead of law as a black man, Eric Holder, and now Loretta Lynch, another black woman. We would not have the head of the United Nations. It was Susan Rice. You would not have a Secretary of State as Condoleezza Rice or Colin Powell or others. So let's not call it a racist nation. If you want to point the finger, point it at Obama. Point it at Holder. Point it at that low-life man who never convicted one head of the white shoe boys. Too white for you, Eric? You're afraid of them? Eric, as you're putting all the other people of color in jail? Hey, Eric, Hey, Miss Lynch. Yeah, Lynch, how about you? How about you who convicted six of felonies, convicted of felonies for rigging the LIBOR rate and the Forex market, and did not prosecute one. So if African Americans have a problem with the government, why don't you call it what it is? Your own people have sold you out for the white shoe boys.
Well, absolutely. A white president couldn't get away with doubling the black unemployment. It's not even an issue. The black people are getting totally screwed over by every metric. And so, of course, Obama's screaming race all day as a diversion. And it's working.
As I said, they're lynching us. That's who Lynch is lynching. She won't lynch the boys on Wall Street. They only go after we, the little people. Hey, the FBI got a couple in Mississippi that was going to go to Syria and join ISIS. What are you kidding me or what? Big deal. That's who they're going after. They make a big deal out of little news as they give their guys a free ride, and they're causing hate and division among us. And it's terrible. And it's going to continue unless we, the people, bring morality and justice.
Absolutely. Stay there. Stay there, Gerald. So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
This is not America. It's tyranny. It's a cult of control. They want us dumbed down and confused at each other's throats while they rob us all blind, no matter what color we are. Training our children that they're prisoners. banning dodgeball, banning speech, generation by generation, the freedom disappears. Now we're hitting the wall. Here's an article at Infowars.com. It's amazing. There's video. Little Terror Airport Security confiscates kids' fart blaster toy from the movie Minions, and it looks like a purple ray gun speaker machine. Doesn't even look like a gun. Any moron can tell that this is a toy, but this is the idea of the nanny state. This is how horrible it is. So I'm going to commit a thought crime right now and actually show the hypothetical fart gun in action from the movie Despicable Me. Here it is.
And here, of course, is the new weapon you ordered.
No, no, no. I said dart gun, not...
Okay. Oh, yes, because I was wondering under what circumstances would we use this. But anyway,
I can't believe Hillary Clinton stars in that show as the mad scientist. Now, Hillary's in that show. Getting back to Gerald Celente of Trends Research, Gerald, you were getting into something very important as we hit that break. In summation, you say you see us hitting a major bump in the road by the end of the year. A lot of folks are saying that now. I hope you're wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But the indicators are there. Ron Paul saying it. How long can this go on? And how? What are the? What's the main scenario you see?
Well, when we're talking about the racial divide. That's going to really pit people against each other. So it's going to become very ugly unless we have somebody that's leading us that brings morality back into the show. And, you know, Ron Paul is the last person that was out there that was really doing anything across the board of making something like that happen. And I just don't see that happening now. So the racial divide will worsen. You're going to have a lot of social unrest. And it's global. As I said, there were 500,000 people yesterday in Brazil. It's happening all over the world. So they're going to divide and conquer is going to be the scenario. Oh, and you mentioned about Homeland Security. I believe the head of that is a black person, too. So how about that for a racist country? You know, we got a guy like that arresting little kids for fart.
Well, it turns out Nancy Pelosi has her staff out running this, even in D.C., who lives in a lap of luxury. I mean, imagine you're just pulling out your car and people surround you chanting at you because you're white. Don't they understand that's the opposite of what Martin Luther King said? They have no idea what you stand for, but it's because you're white you must have done something because MSNBC said so?
Again, that's the way they're selling it. So there's a divide and conquer. It's It's going to be a very difficult time coming. And again, as you know, Alex, we're launching Occupy Peace over here in Colonial Kingston. And here's the photo. But it's more than just peace overseas. It's to stop this mindset. It's to bring peace back to the United States. That's why it's OccupyPeace.us. Because if we don't have it, we're going to lose it. And we're doing everything we can to make that happen. Because they're just dividing us more and more.
It's clear something big is coming because the weaponization of CNN, MSNBC, the most obvious Klan-level race baiting, is just so dirty, so nasty, so transparent, but it's working like a charm.
Well, just like what happened when they killed a kid, what, North Carolina, South Carolina, that didn't do anything, and he was white. They don't show that. They're doing it. They're making it a racial issue when it's much bigger than that.
Yeah, there are some out of control militarized psycho cops, and it's a terrible situation. But killing each other and surrounding an old white lady's car isn't going to fix it. It's going to maybe turn her into a racist if she wasn't one. Gerald, great job. Thank you so much. Look forward to having you on soon. Thank you for all your important work.
Thank you, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you. I'm going to come back with a bit of overdrive and some issues we didn't cover. Infowars.com/show to find that feed. Support our local affiliates.
Stations Radio Network.
Super Male Vitality is InfowarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfowarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain.
Super Mill Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Mill Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Mill Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.